Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donica, Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are downtown. We are all together, and we're live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern. We've had a great time here. We had a great lunch. It's a beautiful day in downtown Nashville as we look here at Bridgestone Arena. And we've been telling you all day, as we've had some spirited discussions, that we're going to start a new segment. And it's going to be every Friday at 1 o'clock. Getting you ready for Pick 6, which will follow our next guest, and he's Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He's going to tell us who we need to be looking at or what we need to be looking at this weekend. As we were talking about, because we're going to be picking games in Pick 6, if you're doing a little dabbling this weekend, here's your guy. Lee, what's going on?
Well, we got football. I did plenty of times during the summer. I wasn't sure if we were going to make it here, but finally made it, and I think it's going to be fun. A little different, but fun.
Amen to that. I mean, Lord knows on this show, we didn't know from day to day, hour to hour, week to week, what we would be discussing this time
so
of year.
It started so bad for me, guys. Started off the summer in the pandemic watching Tiger King, and about 3 weeks ago, my wife and two daughters wanted to know if I wanted to watch 90 Day Fiancé with them. I'm like, okay. We finally reached the breaking point. No way.
Well, we admitted on the show, by the way, we were all with you. We started off with Tiger King, and then it was like Netflix.
Because we didn't know what to do.
Yeah, every day. And I admitted on the show, I don't remember what we were talking about, something that just came up on Netflix. And I said, since sports came back, since hockey started back up, the NBA, all that stuff started back, I said, I have not been on Netflix in months, so I have no idea.
I may not be on Netflix until the holidays.
That's probably very fair. All right, let's start with college football because, you know, we've had a little dabbling. There's been a little smattering of college football games the first 2 weeks. That schedule is going to increase a little bit more this weekend and hopefully every weekend after that. Let's start with, by the way, guys, silly underdog picks yesterday. Who was my pick? Let's see if Lee, our guest, agrees with me. Who was my pick?
It was Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. That's right, Chase. Georgia Tech taking the points against Florida State. That was my big play. Lee, do you agree or do you think I'm absolutely crazy?
So I think Florida State's going to be a pretty good team as the season progresses. I like their coaching staff. I just don't think they're ready to lay 12 points with only three spring practices with his staff. Georgia Tech had six. And what a lot of people don't realize, Georgia Tech's offensive line and quarterback play was horrific last year. They'll start the season with Jeff Sims. He was a Florida State decommit. And also, they were able to entice three new starters on the offensive line from Tennessee, Vandy, and Ole Miss. I think they'll be upgraded. Florida State wins 31-21, but Georgia Tech covers.
Ah. See, in our contest, I got to have Georgia Tech outright win. That's what I was going to say.
He's giving him a shot, though.
Forget the
covering.
That's
all you can ask for is a shot.
Covering is good, but for the sake of our contest on Thursdays, is there any chance that Yellow Jackets could pull off the upset?
Probably not, but you want to take a shot? I mean, throw 50 or 100 bucks on them. It pays 4-1 for every $100. You return 400 bucks if you win.
Okay, there you go.
On the money line.
There's a nice little tip. All right, let's turn our attention to a full slate of games on the NFL side, and it is the game of the week here on our station. We'll be playing that game Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., starting at 3 p.m., right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tom Brady versus Drew Brees, the retirement bowl. But these two guys don't act like they're in retirement. These guys are still playing at a high level. Their teams, at least New Orleans, we'll see about Tampa, are going to be hopefully playing at a high level. Maybe they're both battling for a division title. The Saints are, I guess it depends on what are you seeing it at? I see three and a half.
3.5 most places.
Yeah, three and a half most places. Where are you leaning on that one, Lee?
So, you know, I'm grading players on every NFL team, and during the summer, I'm surprised that Tampa Bay players graded out so well. I'm like, this should be like a 10, 11, 12 win team. Why were they only a 7-win team? They turned the ball over 41 times. The last team to turn it over 41 times, the Cleveland Browns in 2017, they went 0-16.
Ooh,
Tampa Bay has a good run defense. They have possibly one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And Drew Brees and Sean Payton, they won once since 2013 in week one. and that was last year on a 58-yard field goal with 2 seconds left, and that was a non-cover. Wrong team's favorite, guys. Tampa Bay 28-24.
So, Lee, you're a believer in Tampa Bay in general.
Yeah,
or is that too early to tell?
Also, there's a stat. Interdivision games, week one, going back the last decade, the underdog is 21-5-1 against the spread.
Ooh, wow.
Pretty strong trend. Okay.
There's a good little stat.
Okay. Well, let's move, Lee, to Monday night. It's a doubleheader. People are super excited here, as you would imagine, with the Titans in the second game. But let's start with the Steelers and the Giants. This is another one of Darren's underdog picks. He has got the Giants, hoping that they pull the upset outright. But how do you see this one?
Well, if you like the Giants, think about what they're going to line up on the offensive line. A rookie left tackle, a center that has never played the position before, and a right tackle starting for the first time in 7 years. You want to face Pittsburgh's blitz schemes with that offensive line? Forget about it. Pittsburgh rolls 31-14.
By the way, just for the record, I did not take the Giants. Somebody else on our panel.
I thought you took the Giants.
No,
huh?
I took the Dolphins against the Patriots.
Who took the Giants?
It wasn't me.
Well, it's either Chris Sanders or Kelly Holcomb.
I think it was Chris. It's Chris.
Chris Sanders. Yeah,
well,
Chris Sanders.
He did win the contest last year, but maybe he's in for a rude awakening. And so,
well, not according to Lee. Lee says Pittsburgh hammers
him. Yes, and so maybe could be a tough night for Saquon Barkley owners as well here. All right, so let's just finish it out, Lee, and let's talk Titans-Denver. What do you think? You got a dead pick 'em here.
So I don't think the odds makers can figure this game out. So what started off as Denver's the favorite, now Tennessee's the favorite. So I just think the Broncos did the Titans a huge favor last year. They shut them out 16-0. That's the game where Vrabel makes the change of quarterbacks, puts in Ryan Tannehill. I think Derrick Henry's going to be motivated. He was held to a season-low 28 yards on the ground in that game. Denver's going with their fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years. Tennessee wins 27-21.
So it started off what? Denver by 1.5.
Yep.
The Von
yep.
Miller injury happens. Well, I don't know what this deal is with Bradley Chubb, and now it's, what, Titans by 2.5? Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
That's a pretty strong movement in an NFL line, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Very, very big move.
Lee Sterling here with us, Paramount Sports. Before I get to your game of the week, if people want to look at your games, what is the best way for them to do that, Lee?
So just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. I'm a former college quarterback, played at Southwest Texas State, now Texas State. This is my 28th year in business, and 26 out of 27 winning seasons. On my website where it says at ParamountSports.com, where it says recent results, you can look at every game I've had the last 5 years, starting with January 1st. This past season, we went on a 13-3 run to end the season. We're 4-1 to start this year. Great way to hop on board. How about this? Go to the website, ParamountSports.com. I have 9 games combined Saturday and Sunday. It's an instant download. You can get all 9 games, just $97, ParamountSports.com.
Check it out for sure. And you have your game of the week here.
Do you want me to ask Chase while you go look that up? Because I know you're looking for some games. Are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
I
don't know if you wanted me to take this while you go to ParamountSports.com.
I can multitask.
Okay. I'm already at Paramount.
Okay. I'm already at ParamountSports.com. Ricky's getting there, too. I mean, we're all signed up. We're ready to go. Ricky's about to head to Vegas. So
squad.
He's ready. Game of the week, Indianapolis -8 versus the woeful Jacksonville Jaguars. What do you think about this one?
They want to get this game. They want to find out if Indy rolls or can Jacksonville, who's won 3 of the last 4 games against Indy, win this game. First 10 callers get it for free. All everyone needs to do is call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get it, 800-400-9741, or check out ParamountSports.com.
There you go. That's his game of the week. Colts and Jags, a little division game in the AFC South that Titans fans will be keeping close tabs
scouting.
On.
A lot of scouting going on.
Lee, we're very excited about doing this every Friday with you. This is a perfect setup to pick 6 coming up next. So thanks for doing this. We'll send people to ParamountSports.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend and stay safe.
All right, you do the same. Lee Sterling right there. Fridays at 1 o'clock. There you go.
I'm having a little problem with my stick-to-itiveness of my pick of Tampa missing the playoffs. He came with some pretty strong Tampa stuff.
Yeah. By the way, that was some pretty strong stats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The division games in week one?
I'm pumped. Well,
what did he say? 21, 5-1? Is that right? Yeah.
The opening division game.
Yeah.
The opening of the division game.
The favorite? Woo, not good.
But even, I mean, more, you're not going to sink or swim in one game, but when he was starting talking about everything that Tampa brings to the table, even they weren't bad last year. Now you have all these things.
Well, he also said Sean Payton and the Saints are not good in week one.
Right.
All right, we'll come back.
Okay.
Our first installment of
Pick Six.
That's next.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gums and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I am the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
We're pumped. It's Pick Six time. First installment of the year. Get in on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. This week's prize pack will include a game clear backpack, a game koozie, Predators towel, and a whole lot more. That's this week's winner to Pick Six.
Darren, I've got the picks ready to go. I've got my list right here. Are you ready for number one? Oh, wait a minute. Why do you have a list?
Because
I
what?
I believe I took over as commissioner last
year.
Well,
you did. Didn't you wanted to do extended hours, and so I said, if you want to keep the business open later, you work the hours. And I said, I'm going home on my normal
shift.
Oh, I
remember very well. I figured that would carry over to the next season, no?
No. Controversy.
No. Oh, well.
No. Sorry.
Well. I'll just have to scratch
these
games off.
You'll have to save them and, you know, do a contest at home.
I thought I did a fine job.
You did.
Except for
except for
the question I asked about the combine, which was not for another 4 weeks after I asked the question.
There was a little bit of a snag with that one. We thought it was a little premature to ask about a combine a month out.
Rookie mistake. Who won last year? I don't even remember.
Of course.
I didn't.
You know that. Come on.
Wasn't really close.
Have you won two in a row, or is that
commish?
Did you
do
stop
you have,
my?
Were you doing a recap real quick, or no? Aren't you the commish?
No.
Who was the commish?
We're all passing the buck.
Who was the commish?
Score.
I think Elijah is the commish.
Elijah, is that true?
It is now. I have. I'm aware as of now that I am your new commissioner.
Do you have the results from last year, in which I won?
Yes. So our final scores.
I'm excited about this.
Here's what's funny about this, Elijah. Where we are at Pete and Terry's, you know, it's going out on Demumbrian. You are like the voice of God right now. Whenever you come on, it's like, hello.
I've always wanted to be accused of being the voice of God. I will take Morgan Freeman's position on that.
Oh,
nice.
It's hard to beat, though.
It is. But last year, as your new commissioner, I'll go ahead and give the recap of last year, which is Darren a lot, Willie and Chase not as much. And by that, I mean 120 from Darren and 107 from both Willie and Chase. So we had
tied.
And I even was manipulating the questions try to make a comeback.
And it backfired.
Didn't work.
It totally backfired.
Totally. It tanked.
You know, sometimes when you pull the goalie, you give
tanked.
Up a couple empty net goals.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's exactly what
I gave
what
up
happened.
A couple empty netters.
But you
gotta
guys
be careful
really
when you pull
hard.
The goalie.
Dang.
Yeah, good speech there, Elijah. But hey, hats off to you guys for trying hard.
You're a try hard.
So do we remember historically, like how many times? I know Willie was a back-to-back
champion. That's in the rafters at the studio if we ever get back there.
So was last year
back
you trying to three-peat?
Well, that's what I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
You broke the chance for the three-peat.
Yep.
That was your first title.
No, it wasn't my first.
First since
your back-to-backs.
He won because you won the first year we did this, and it was you, Derek, and me.
Okay.
We did that, and you won, and then he came on the next year and went back-to-back.
Okay, so this is the fifth season of
That's
this
right.
contest.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, with that being said, official number guy.
number one.
Wow. Oh, it's good to have that guy back.
So good to be back. He's been furloughed for a while, so good to have him back in the action.
Glad he was available, too.
Packers at Vikings. Packers at Vikings. That is going to be a Sunday noon game on Fox. Minnesota at home, favored by 2.5.
And this will be the season-long question. What does it mean to be at home?
Yeah, we know they won't have fans.
They won't have fans. Of course, it's, you know, so we know the weather will not be a factor, as it can be at Lambeau. I feel like, I'm going Aaron Rodgers. I just feel like Aaron Rodgers has got a chip on the shoulder, and you're going to see him come out firing. Give me the pack.
Willie Donick goes with the Green Bay Packers. And, Willie, I'm taking the Vikings.
Okay.
Give me Kirk Cousins, I trust.
How many points do I get? 4.5?
2.5.
4.5. Yeah, I got 4.5 on my sheet.
Uh-huh. That's why we're using my sheet.
2.5.
I'm going to go Packers as well. Give me I don't know. I feel like everybody's saying the Packers. You know.
But yeah, I thought that's what you just said.
Jace, I know.
Jace didn't take the Packers.
I know, but I feel like the masses are saying the Packers. It's going to be Green Bay. Usually you go against the masses. But I guess since I blurted out Packers, I'll stick with it.
Oh, okay.
I'll go Green Bay. All right.
Number two.
Our game of the week here on the station starting at 3 o'clock. The coverage begins. ESPN 102.5, the game. The game can be seen on Fox. Bucks Saints. We talked about it with Lee Sterling. He says take the Bucks plus the 3.5. What say you, Willie?
Wow. Good game. That one is going to be a highly watched game. My word.
This is your stall tactic, by the way. If you were a poker player, you'd be giving it away.
You know, I dove into the deep end yesterday.
Yeah, your stack is in the middle of the table.
I put it in the table.
You're all in on no Tampa Bay.
You know, I said I'm not a believer in Tampa Bay.
But
I think I gotta go with the Saints in the first game. I've got to do it.
Okay.
Who dat?
It went bad for the Browns last year in the first game. And it never got better.
Boy, did it ever. I was there.
I think Tampa will be – I just feel like the injuries will start coming up. That won't be a factor this week. But continuity, chemistry, I go Saints.
Okay. Chase.
The hype train is rolling through Tampa right now. There is no doubt about that. And I have a first-class ticket. Give me Tom Terrific and the Tampa Bay Bucks.
You're on the wagon.
I am on the wagon. Gronk. Does Gronk have a touchdown? I'm going to say no.
That would have been a good prop bet,
yeah.
Actually.
I'm going to say no.
We're not going to have it, but that actually would have been a good one. I don't know how much he's going to play, you know?
Yeah, it's just
I mean, he could play 10 snaps for all we know. Okay, I'm going to take the Bucks as well.
Number three.
All right, the game people will be caring a lot about Monday night at 9:20 p.m. Yes, it does not kick until 9:20 p.m. It can be seen on ESPN. Titans in Denver to take on the Broncos. Denver getting 2.5 at home on Monday Night Football. Chase.
Tennessee Titans, top shelf. Coming out swinging.
Hmm. 2.5.
I will go I'll go Titans as well.
2.5?
Yep. Titans by 2.5.
I had a pick here.
Well, he emailed those on Wednesday. Von Miller had not gone down yet.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday. It was before the Von Miller injury.
Cortland Sutton.
Bradley Chubb. Yeah. I don't know what his status is.
Yeah, they got some guys banged up.
Come on. This is an opportunity.
It is an opportunity.
You can't read in too much in week one if you lose it, but I like the Titans here. I'll go Titans.
I don't like to get into the business of must win, but this is about as close as
where I will part from you. I'm never in week one a must win.
Right,
anything
but
close
you
to
would
it.
Like to it goes to the whole conversation.
It seems like
had.
The last several years we've had openers. You're on the radio, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
All right. Can I have your number?
Yeah. No? What do you call those things?
No.
What's the official term?
Party
for those?
Bus.
Well, that's one of the lingos. But what do they call those? Like their official, like fancy sounding name?
I don't know.
Like when they announce that these are back in service or whatever. Let's put that aside.
I don't know.
Anyway, we've argued the last several years on the opener where you guys like they should win. They should win. But this is another classic example. They should win, but they're only favored by 2.5, and that's with, you know, some key injuries. Maybe the biggest key injury for the Broncos. It's so close in this league, but I'm going Titans.
I, too, will go Titans. So 3 for the Titans, giving up 2.5 on the road.
Number 4.
We talked about it a lot this week. Jadeveon Clowney snaps. How many snaps is he going to be a part of? Got the over-under set at 35.5. Last year, he played 46 snaps in Seattle. First game with the Seahawks. He arrived about the same time that he arrived here. Over, under, 35.5 snaps. Chase.
Over. Give me the over.
The shiny new toy is going
to
be out.
You said earlier in the week, 15 to 20.
No,
I've changed my mind.
Yeah, clearly.
Wow.
Here's why. Because new information, or information that was new to me, showed itself when I looked it up on Google. And I was like, well, if he played 46 last year and it was the same amount of time, then, yeah, there's a good chance it's going to be closer to that and definitely above 15 to 20.
But was he coming off hernia surgery?
He was probably coming off some injury.
I mean, there is that factor with no offseason.
Yeah, I still say over.
I'm going to go under, and I'm going to go top shelf under.
Oh, top shelf.
And maybe this is just me. My thought is, you know, why push it? You know, use them. But that's over 35 snaps. That's a lot, I think. Now, if the defense is on the field for 60 or 70 snaps, then that's going to affect, right? The time of possession, the number of snaps,
sure,
is the X factor here, right? He could play a high percentage of the snaps, but if they're not on the field very much. So I just think with Tennessee's ability to control the ball on the ground, they'll eat up some clock. That's less snaps for the defense. So I like my chances there. I'm going under with the top shelf. With the TS.
Top shelf.
That's, top shelf.
It's impressive. I'm gonna go under as well.
Okay, so I'm the only one.
Number 5.
This could be an interesting week because of the difference in picks here. So
Titans sacks on Denver. Last year in this game, they had a pathetic 1 on Joe Flacco. A statue. Got 1 sack on Joe Flacco. Meanwhile, Denver sacked the Titans, Mariota, and Tannehill 7 times. Over, under, 3.5. Over, under, 3.5. I will start, and I will go under.
Well, I feel like if you get 3 sacks, you're fairly excited about that. 4 would have
really?
To be. I think 4 is a really good.
Excited about 3 sacks
for this defense
as a team.
Well, it depends on how many times are they dropping back to pass.
By
that's
the way,
part of it.
If they average 3 a game,
you know, that's about average, right?
Yeah, but okay. Yeah.
But that's where you start getting into the deeper analytics of what's the percentage of sacks based on the number of pass attempts. But I don't know.
48 team sacks for a year, is that good or is that
it's about average?
Yeah, I would say more
but,
average.
But once again, how often is the other team passing? My gut feeling is telling me under on this one.
I'm going under. I have
6.
Faith in a lot of things with the Titans, but over 3.5 sacks, I don't see it.
Okay.
Show me. That's a Missouri. Show me.
But they're in Colorado.
Show me state.
All right, last one. Derrick Henry rushing yards. A, less than 125 yards. B, 125 yards plus, and you get 2 points if you take B. B is double the points. 125 or more, or under for a point.
Wow. So really, if he breaks one of those big long ones, you're in business when you get down to it.
You heard Lee, and we've talked about it this week, season low last year against Denver. 28 yards rushing.
They stopped
season them. Low.
Now, in that game, they turned it over a lot. They had no rhythm. They didn't extend drives. They got behind. There's a lot of reasons they only had 28. Not just that the Broncos' defense
did well. Well, their offense
did
show up. That was one.
They had all kinds of problems. I'll take the opportunity. You're dangling the carrot out there.
You're dangling it.
I'll go for the dangle. I'll go for two. You can't get two unless you try for two. I'm going for two. I'm the coach on the sideline.
Two.
We're going for two.
So you're going 125 or more.
125 or more. I feel like hit the one home run, and that will, you know, if you get the 80, 90 yards regular and then pop the big one, that's a Derrick Henry kind of game. We saw that more often than not down the stretch last year.
Chase, you going for the green or are you going to lay up?
I'm laying up. I'm going A.
Going A.
I think under 125. Could be 124, but I think it's 120, under 100.
What did Allaire go for last night?
He was.
Oh, man.
Over.
He was over 100.
He ended up getting a lot of carries. His yards per carry came way down because he was like five carries for negative 1 yards on the short yardage trying to punch it in, but he still had well over 100. I'll look it up exactly. I think he had over 125.
That's what I know. It was somewhere around there. I know it was over 100. I don't remember his final stat line.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay up. I'm not going to go for the green. It's tempting, but I'm going to go less than
25 for 138.
138.
Woo. And his long was 27.
Yeah, I'm going to go A, less than 125. So 124 or less. Okay.
There we go. Commissioner, you have recorded our picks.
Sure have.
Everything is good. Let's load up the lines and come back with your calls to close out Friday's show. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Your calls next. All right, it's Pick Six time, 615-737-1025. By the way, I did not put out my top shelf. I'm going to go Titans as well, -2.5. So, Chase, both of us have that. Willie, you have?
I have Clowney under 35.5 plays.
Snaps. Little news on Nashville SC before we get to the phone lines.
Yeah, real quick, they're going to play Saturday, as we know, against Atlanta United FC at Nissan Stadium, but they have released their next three matchups. September 19th, Columbus Crew on the road in Columbus. That's a 6:30 p.m. Central start on a Saturday, September 19th. On Wednesday, September 23rd, DC United comes to Nissan Stadium to take on Nashville SC at 7:30. And then the next Saturday, the 26th, Houston Dynamo come to Nissan Stadium, a 2:30 kick to take on Nashville FC. SC, unfortunately, both of those games will not have fans here at home.
Hopefully that changes.
Yes.
All right, we've got loaded lines.
Because we know Nashville SC has fun fans. They've already proven that in the one game they've had, and they built it up over at First Tennessee Park. So someday, it'll happen soon.
Hopefully
sooner
rather than later. All right, let's get to the phones and get you locked into our contest. Let's start things off with Mark. Mark, welcome into Pick Six.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Mark, congratulations on being our first caller of the season.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Mark is a veteran.
He's a veteran, so it's fitting that he was ready.
He's a veteran.
It's called preparation. He prepared to be the first caller. All right. Let's start with the Pack. Sunday at noon in Minnesota to take on the arch rival Vikings.
I'll take Minnesota.
You have Minnesota -2.5. Next up, we have the Bucs in the Tom Brady debut down in New Orleans as the Saints are favored by 3.5.
I'll take Tampa Bay.
You're going with Tampa Bay plus 3.5 on the road. Then we have the Titans on Monday night in Denver against the Broncos, and the Titans are favored by 2.5.
I'm going with the Titans.
Okay, this will be interesting. How many people will take the Broncos? We have now a prop. Jadeveon Clowney. I still have to get used to calling the lingo. Mike Vrabel calls him JD.
JD.
JD, not JC. JD.
JD and Vrabel.
JDC. Yeah.
JD and Vrabel.
JD and Vrabel. So Jadeveon Clowney, over or under 35.5 snaps in the opening week?
I'm going to say under.
You're going with under. Now I got another over-under for you. Titans, sacks on Denver quarterbacks. Over, under 3.5.
I'm gonna say under two.
Going under on that one. And then finally, Derrick Henry on the ground. A, less than 125. B, 125 or more. And if he gets B, you get 2 points.
I'm going to take B, my top shelf.
Ooh, so that's a three-pointer. Is that correct, Darren, Commissioner?
Yes, that's worth 3 points.
That'd be a three-point play. All right, thank you for being the first caller. Well done.
You have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you, Mark.
I just realized this, where we are at Pete and Terry's, they have the light posts that have the banners on them.
Yep.
The one directly behind us, the Titans banner, is, in fact, number 22, Derrick Henry.
Right behind you is number 98, Jeffrey Simmons.
Ah, Big Jeff. Got Kevin Byard.
Big Jeff. 615, that leaves one line available. 737-1025. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome in.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for bringing the game back.
All right. Jeremy, here we go. Your first game is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's the Vikings hosting the Packers as a 2.5-point favorite.
Let's go Green Bay.
Green Bay plus 2.5. Okay. We got the Saints hosting Tom Brady and the Bucks. Saints are 3.5-point favorites in the Superdome.
Let's go Tampa Bay.
A little hesitance, but we have the Bucks. All right. Do you like the Titans in Denver?
Yes, sir. Let's go Titans.
You're taking the Titans minus the 2.5 Monday night. Now, about the Titans, Jadeveon Clowney. First game as a Titan, just showed up. Couple of practices, says, I'm in, I'm playing. Of course I'm playing. Over or under 35.5 snaps is the question.
Under. If it was anywhere other than Denver, I would say over, but in Denver, I'm going to go under.
Under? Okay, so you're saying under 35.5 in Denver. I did not consider that the high altitude.
Oh, good point.
Something to think about.
Good point.
Titans sacks on Denver quarterbacks. Over, under 3.5?
Under.
Under. Derrick Henry rushing yards, over, under 125 yards. But if you go over, in other words, selection B, you get 2 points.
I'm going to lay up. I'm going to say A.
He's laying up. He's chipping. He's chipping, and he's taking the Chase McCabe route. Less than 125.
Darren, she gets top shelf?
Top shelf. I'm going to go Titans.
Titans top shelf.
All right, Jeremy, have a great weekend.
All right, Sam, yeah. Thank you.
Darren, something just popped into my head. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here. Did we not allow the callers to get the two top? What was the two top shelf thing that we did last year to entice callers?
Oh yeah, we did do that.
Are we?
That's right.
Are we doing that?
I guess we're out of shape, right?
We're a little out of shape.
You're right.
We also got game totals usually for the.
Oh yeah. We are way out of sorts. Titans Broncos needs to be the game total. Wow. Yeah. We are. Rusty.
So
see what happens when you don't have a preseason?
I'm confident,
Rusty.
I'm confident, though, our previous two callers will catch back up and get the info.
Wow, good call. So we need to start collecting game totals from the callers on Titans, Broncos, and
right.
Then get two top shelves.
And we should let people know that if you are not a call-in person, you can play online. And we have the
that
prize ready to go. It's just a way for...
com.
For a little incentivizing, if you call and participate and you go on the air.
If you call in, you get the two.
You get the extra point possibility.
You get the two top shelf picks.
Yes.
Online, you only get one. Well, let's all refresh together.
All right, ready, ready.
Did we get any other rules?
We did all this on the air. Anything else?
Delay of game.
Okay, meeting is over. Let's get back to the show.
Okay.
Geno Atkins, you know, for the Bengals, he's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
He has been ruled out for Sunday. First game he has missed since 2013.
Man, that's a lot of games.
Let's go back to the phones. Bernard. Bernard, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again, fellas.
All right. Bernard, are you fired up that you get two top shelves? And now we get to discuss shelves or shelves. Okay, so you have two opportunities. Let's start with Packers-Vikings. What do you got?
Green Bay is definitely a play against the team for me, so I'm going to go with the Vikings.
You're going Vikings, and you're going -2.5.
Right. That's going to be one of my top shelves.
Tampa Bay at – okay, so that's one of your top shelves. You take the Vikings.
Yes,
how
sir.
About Tampa Bay at New Orleans?
Give me the continuity with New Orleans in week one. Give me the Saints.
Saints -3.5. Titans, Broncos at Mile High.
Give me the Broncos +2.5, and that's my other top shelf.
Broncos plus the points. Second top shelf. First person to take the Broncos, I believe. Okay, Clowney. Over or under 35.5 snaps in his debut?
It'd be under 35.5.
Most people going under here. Chase, the only person going over so far, I think.
I'm a believer.
You're an exclusive company with yourself. Titans sacks
also
on Denver quarterbacks.
Wow.
I wasn't going there. He just does this to himself.
I do. It's self-deprecation.
Come on.
Okay, that's what I do.
Believe in yourself.
Oh my goodness. Let's talk about off
sacks
the top rope
on
yourself.
-3 over or under 3.5 sacks for the Titans.
Under 3.5.
Derrick Henry, over under 125 yards rushing, and you get the bonus point if he goes over 125.
Yeah, he'll be under 125.
You're going under.
Yes,
one-pointer. All right, so you've got your two top shelf picks. Thank you for playing, and we need your game total on the Titans game.
Game total, 43.
43 for Titans and Broncos.
All right, Bernard, have a great weekend. Good luck.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That'll leave a line available on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 737-1025, 737-1025. You want to step away? All right, let's step away for a couple minutes. Do we need to do that or no?
No, I was saying keep going.
That's what I thought.
We're on a roll.
We're on a roll.
Keep
going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
I'll tell you what.
Stay on the field. We're going for it.
We are not on a roll with our umbrella. Yeah. We tried to bring that thing back to life, and we failed miserably.
We needed shade, and it... It didn't work.
It hung in there for about an hour.
Where's the taps music? All right, let's go to Steven.
This thing is a lost cause.
Steven, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Steven, I will say for Umbrella, it died a hero. It gave us about an hour, hour and a half of shade. Now, that thing could be toast.
Gold Umbrella, we salute you.
Salute to the Gold Umbrella. It malfunctioned in a big way.
That sucker's a goner, man.
You know when your umbrella gets messed up and it starts going backwards and the metal thing doesn't attach to the part? That's what happened on a bigger scale
with
this thing. It's gone. It's gone.
Well, I'm going to dedicate my victory this week to that umbrella.
Okay, smart.
Hey, it served. It fought the good fight at Pete and Terry's Tavern.
Classy move on your part. All right, let's go Packers at Vikings to get it started.
Give me the Vikings.
Vikings -2.5. Okay, Bucks at Saints -3.5.
I'm going to take the younger quarterback in this and take New Orleans.
the youngster Drew Brees -3.5. All right, let's go Titans at Broncos, and it is the Titans favored by 2.5.
Tennessee doubles top shelf.
Oh,
whoa.
The double top shelf.
All together now. Let's do that on the count of three. One, two, three.
Ooh.
It's like the triple dog dare.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Clowney, over or under 35.5 plays?
Do you want the game total?
Oh, we do want the game total.
We do, yes. Thank you for telling us how to do the show.
We're struggling.
I'm available for part-time work between 10 and
10. Hey, can you fix umbrellas?
Okay, your game total.
Bottom, guys. The total is 40 and under 35 and a half snaps.
Okay, game total of 40, and we're going under 35 and a half snaps for Jadeveon Clowney. Titans sacks on Bronco QBs. Over, under 3.5.
Over 3.5.
Ooh, he's sensing a big day from the pass rush.
Getting a lot of oohs and ahs from Steven.
Derrick Henry on the ground.
The left tackle sucks, and they got two rookies starting. If it's not over, let's just cancel the season.
Okay. Honestly, that
is emphatic.
That is an area to look at. Their offensive line is their whole offense is young.
Suspect, as they say.
Could be suspect, and they have some young skill players, too. It's exciting, but at the same time, they have to try to exploit that. Derrick Henry rushing yards, A, less than 125, B, 125-plus with a bonus point on the line if you go B. If you go bold.
It'll definitely be B.
B for bold. You're saying
it'll
it's going to
be B. And I'll negotiate a third point with two touchdowns.
Steven is just
I like Steven's
he's
gusto.
He's helping us, and he's creating even more layers to the game.
I like his gusto.
Steven,
it didn't work, but I like it.
You can call Ryan Porth about that internship on the show. Thank you for the call. Good luck.
And we have to remember to dedicate the win to the umbrella if he wins.
Yes. Robbie Stanley from Morning Drive has said, give me the over on Clowney quadruple top shelf.
Ooh, he's that sure?
What?
He is that sure.
I don't know.
By the way, I thought that was a good point about the thin air.
Yeah.
The altitude. Huh?
There's a lot of things that can affect that number. A lot of things.
Let's go to Jeremy J.
Light my snore.
You're up next.
Ooh, so we know it's not Jeremy
it's
K. Not,
it's like Jeremy
We know a
K
Jeremy K.
Gover.
Yes.
This is Jeremy J., and I don't know his last name. Or maybe that is his last name. Jeremy, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys. How y'all?
Great.
All right, Jeremy J. Packers at Vikings. This is the first game.
I'm going to go to Minnesota on that one.
Going Minnesota.
Skull Vikings.
-2.5. All right, Sunday afternoon, a 3:25 game on Fox. We have the Saints hosting the Bucs.
I'm going to go with New Orleans on that one.
You like Drew Brees and Co., -3.5. All right, how about the Titans Monday night against the Broncos?
Let's go with the Titans top shelf.
Titans top shelf. Remember, you get two as a caller. Yep. Titans +2.5. Jadeveon Clowney, over under snaps, 35.5.
Go over.
Going over. Robbie Stanley may have swayed him on that one.
May have.
It may have. Titans sacks, over or under 3.5.
Let's go with over on that one. Since we're getting 35.5 snaps, we hopefully get at least two sacks, right? And then we'll...
Okay.
And then we'll get some rest from the rest of the team.
Can you imagine if Clowney has like five sacks after three games? All of the talk about it, he only had three sacks last year. Henry.
You know,
go ahead. Go ahead. You had a thought?
Oh, it's possible. He's got the burst. He can. It kind of just depends on how his head is.
You're a believer. Okay. Derrick Henry, rushing yards. Over, under 125, and 125 or more, if you go B, you get an extra point.
We're going to go B in the second top shelf.
Okay. So this is going for a three-point
play. You got the game total, right?
No, we need the game total and the Titans-Broncos.
27,
17-10. He's got a 17-10 ball game.
Wow.
He's got a low scoring ball.
All right, Jeremy, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
How y'all doing?
Great.
All right, Dave. This is what we got for you. We're going Vikings pack.
Minnesota.
You like the Vikes -2.5.
Yes.
Do you like the Bucs or the Saints in the Superdome?
I'll go the Saints.
You're going Saints -3.5. What about the Broncos hosting the Titans on Monday night?
I'll go the Titans and a top shelf, and I think I'll go about 38.
38 for the game total, Titans and top shelf +2.5.
Yes.
Jadeveon Clowney, over under 35 and a half snaps?
Under.
Under. How about sacks? Over under 3.5.
I think the Titans will rack up some sacks, so I'm going to go over.
Going over. And Derrick Henry rushing yards, 125.
I'll do the over, and I guess I'll do that at the top shelf.
Okay, 3-point play going over.
Got his game total, everything?
We do.
Okay, Dave, thank you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll get everybody else off air. You will be locked in to our contest with the two top shelfs. So, Elijah, we'll take the rest of the calls off. This is going to be our Fridays, okay?
Yep.
Just get ready. Lee Sterling to kick off the hour. We'll find out his picks, his game of the week, ParamountSports.com, and then pick six. So we're looking forward to that every week. Wanted to pass along that it has been said from the mayor, John Cooper, that bars and restaurants will be able to remain open until 30 minutes after the game on Monday night.
Hey, great move.
9:20 kickoff, so obviously that's going way past their hours.
Great move.
30 minutes past game time on Monday night. So keep that in mind. If you're going to be downtown like where we are right now or in Metro Nashville, that restaurants and bars will be able to stay open through the conclusion and 30 minutes beyond on Monday night's game.
Let me reiterate my message should you choose to listen. Coach Willie here. If you're going to a game, if you're going out, take advantage. Have fun. Do your thing, but let's do it right. Don't let your guard down. Don't get lax. Stay with it. We're moving in the right direction here. Stuff's starting to open up. Let's keep climbing the stairs. But don't let your guard down. Be responsible. Take the mask, even if it's much more for others' consideration than yourselves. Be part of the team.
Don't drink out of each other's drinks, okay? Have your own drink.
There's a good example. Or, you know, other things.
All right, guys, I got to go get on one of these party buses because I've liked what I've seen so far.
Okay.
So you guys have a good weekend.
Change your Saturday.
I'm working on
change
it. I'm working on it.
Have a new outlook.
Everybody have a great
Don't retire.
Great weekend. I wonder what
match.
We'll be talking about on Monday. By the way, we'll be at Brent Peterson's golf tournament on Monday at Vanderbilt Legends Golf Course. So we're excited about that. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. See you then.